Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
Do you ever feel guilty, Don?
Sure, Yael, don't you? Doesn't everyone from time to time?
I suppose, but why?
I don't know. It's just a basic human emotion.
I know. But I guess my question is, what role does guilt serve? How did guilt evolve? I mean, other animals don't seem to experience guilt as far as we know. So why humans?
Well, I think guilt is necessary for society to function. There are different theories of how guilt works as a kind of social glue. One is that guilt is a sort of self-imposed punishment. You do something wrong, like hurting someone or lying or whatever, then guilt kicks in and makes you feel bad so that maybe you won't do it again.
Or maybe guilt also makes you not only feel bad, but also gives you incentive to actually try to be a better person in the future.
That's right. In fact, research suggests that guilt does both of those things at the same time. It helps you recognize and feel bad about improper behavior, and then spurs you to reach out to others and make amends.
So guilt is a pretty dynamic emotion.
Yep. I mean, it's vital for a peaceful society. Do you know why psychopaths are able to murder and do all sorts of other nasty things without compunction?
Because they don't feel guilt?
Right. Without guilt, there's less incentive to get along with other people. So you can imagine that a guiltless society would be pretty chaotic.
Thankfully, we've got guilt in spades.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from David Amodio at New York University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.